Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I'm Nicola Charles, and today is the day that we will likely see a sign-off on our pandemic legislation. And there are many ridiculous totalitarian dictator elements to this pandemic legislation, one of which just goes to exhibit how ridiculous the whole sham is that should a pandemic be considered to have occurred anywhere in the world, and remember that Australia is an island bordered only by ocean, we don't border any other countries. If a pandemic is called anywhere else in the world, then Australia, all Australians, well, Victorians here in Victoria, will go into a hard lockdown if dictator Dan Andrews says so. It's the most outrageous thing and the most disappointing thing that in a democracy, you've got people. I mean, there was an MP that I think it was his vote that finally saw it go through yesterday, and he was justifying it on television and he was smiling, not caring at all that this is the green light for our Premier, who has been ruthless throughout. And it's interesting because when I interviewed Dale, when I interviewed the guy that went to see Dan Andrews in Bendigo and did that extraordinary video from his car, which got 60,000 views on my Twitter, where he said, that's not Dan Andrews, that's some kind of Borg, that's some kind of AI, I don't know what's inside that guy, but it's not him. Now that really stuck with me because I really didn't have much to do with Dan Andrews throughout the first portion of his premiership. When I was on radio, I've always been singularly obsessed with US politics. And of course, there was the US election there, which felt rigged, seeing Donald Trump beaten apparently by Joe Biden, who's a blithering idiot at the best of times. But I guess what was more unbelievable about that was that we were told to believe, and this was the beginning of all these lies, we were told to believe that Joe Biden had received more votes from the populace than Barack Obama. And I think Barack Obama, even though he was a terrible president, when you actually dust off the information and see what really went down, he was the most popular US president in history and was in for two terms. Unless, of course, that was rigged. We can't know. I'm assuming he was a popular president. And so I focus very much on that. And obviously, throughout the pandemic, I've had to take a closer look at what's going on here in Australia. And I always felt that Australia ran reasonably well in the standardised ways, that if you behaved and you didn't break the law and you worked hard, you had a reasonable expectation of a decent life. Well, that's done a complete 180. That's done a total U-turn throughout this pandemic. And these people have become creatures that we don't recognize. And I'm wondering if it has anything to do with some of the things that have been discovered by the scientists working with Laquita Columna, the fifth column research module there in Spain. But first, I just wanted to read you some stats. And these are just American stats. And as of yesterday, thanks to the COVID-19 vaccines, these are the things that as of today, I left Facebook before midnight last night, because as of today on Facebook, who are now clearly just a propaganda arm of all governments, you're not allowed to say that COVID-19 doesn't exist. You're not allowed to say the vaccine doesn't work. You're not allowed to say the vaccine causes injury. You're not allowed to say the vaccine has graphene oxide in it. You're not allowed to say the vaccine has chipsets in it. You're not allowed to say the truth on Facebook from today. So that's me gone from Facebook. And when I deactivated my account, they had the nerve to ask me, oh, why? Why are you deactivating Facebook? So I told them. And I hope they keep that for posterity. So the numbers just out of the USA as of yesterday. There have been, and don't forget, they estimate the VAERS reporting system itself estimates that only 1% of all these cases get reported because it's actually a very difficult reporting system and takes a long time. So whether it's an individual or a nurse who's dealing with a patient, to sit down and do it, it's sort of like a tax return. It's very, very complicated. You have to provide a lot of information about who you are, where you are, why you're saying the things you're saying, evidence to back it up, dates, times, details of yourself, details of the patient. It goes on and on and on. So people tend not to bother. People tend to say, unfortunately, to people who are really suffering, it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Why? Because it's human bloody nature to make your own life easier. So, as of yesterday, of the 1% that supposedly does get reported from these vaccine injections, they're not vaccines, they're injections of drugs, 94,537 hospitalizations in just America. 94,537 hospitalizations. Now, for my money, that's a pandemic, isn't it? If we found out in Australia that 94,000 people had been rushed to hospital, and hey, who knows? I'm hearing ambulances now. It used to be that when I saw or heard an ambulance, I'd always say that British thing to my kids, don't look at the ambulance, it's bad luck. We used to say in England, I can't remember exactly what the old saying was, but it's bad luck to look into the back of an ambulance, something like that, you know, because it's private and you're not meant to. And so, you know, rarely we'd hear or see an ambulance, maybe stuck in traffic. And I'd say, don't look, kids, because you just don't know what's going on, particularly if they're sort of, you know, there's a car accident and they're loading someone in. It's very unpleasant. But now my children and I are hearing ambulances between 6 and sort of 12 to 15 times a day. Not once have I been out in the traffic in Australia in the last couple of months and not seen and heard or been stopped at the traffic light despite it's on green because an ambulance is coming through. This is the new world order. Everyone is sick or dying. So when I say to you that as of yesterday, the 1% that gets reported just in America, just in one territory, is 94,537 people hospitalized, the vaccine is causing a pandemic. There have been, as of yesterday, the 1% that gets reported, 2,996 miscarriages of babies from vaccinated pregnant mothers. 3,000 little lives lost. 30,010 Americans, 30,010 have been permanently disabled. 1% gets reported. 30,010 Americans permanently disabled. I don't think in the recent wars, the Gulf War, the War on Terror, that there have been 30,000 soldiers permanently disabled. These are massive, massive numbers. And you're all just ignoring it. It's just another day because they've conditioned you with their totalitarianism, with constant rocks to the head. Oh, it's just normal. Or something's going on in the vaccinated, and I'll get to that in a second. There have been 1% of the reported 18,853 deaths. Well, how is that possible? 1% reported just in America, 18,853 deaths following vaccination, believed to be caused by vaccination. That's only the one. Most of these get reviewed, and most of them, 4 out of 5, they manage to find a way to go, no, that wasn't the vaccine, that was the underlying health conditions. $18,853 confirmed dead from the vaccine. We stopped the swine flu vaccine rollout at 50 deaths. We've just accepted that we've woken up in a nightmare and we're accepting all this death. And as of yesterday, 894,000 plus, that's nearly a million, and 1% is recorded. Nearly a million adverse reactions that include other things that don't require hospitalization, like tinnitus, rashes, dizziness, brain fog, blindness, deafness, all kinds of things are going on. But I wanted to talk today about something I put a little clip up yesterday. And it's funny how the timing of everything this week has been extraordinary to me. The Ghislaine Maxwell child sex trafficking case occurred and some major, major changes happened on social media. Jack Dorsey resigned from Twitter. Now, he resigned, I'm sure, for a couple of reasons. Job done, right? You censored the truth. 90% of everyone is apparently vaccinated. Time to go off to your private island. Or didn't want being mentioned, perhaps, in certain court cases to affect the share price of Twitter. It's all about money for these people. Facebook, as of today, the 1st of December, 2021. Should have said that at the head, really, shouldn't I? You are not allowed to say anything on Facebook from today that disagrees with the government narrative. Hello, China. Wipe me, old China. Can you believe we're living in this world? For months, I've been seeing people write on Facebook, Dan Andrews is a clown, Dan Andrews is a prick, Scott Morrison's a buffoon, all that stuff. You can't say that anymore. And you can't say there is no COVID-19, there is no this, the vaccine doesn't work. You can't say any of that stuff. It might be true, but you can't say it because Facebook says you have to agree with the government narrative. There are lists and lists. You really need to go and look at them. You really, really need to go and look at them. Some of them are extraordinary, the things you're not allowed to talk about, even if it's factual. You're not allowed to talk about it. And the timing is really interesting. All this is happening in the 1 week, the same week that Omicron emerges. This is bad. This is the turning point because we're nearly at the new year, aren't we? And they have an agenda for every year. Right now, we are at the end, the tippy end of Agenda 21, 2021. Now, last week, it was brought to my attention that Australia, and it was brought to my attention by Dr. Peter McCullough, that Australia has purchased 190 million doses of vaccine. Now, if we're at 70, 80 or 90% vaccinated, with a population of 26 million. Yes, we're very underpopulated in Australia, lots of space. That's an awful lot of vaccine. And then yesterday I found out why. Now, I won't play you the clip because it's from an interview on the Stu Peters show with Dr. Pablo Campra, who is involved in the research module into discovering what's inside the vaccines, particularly the Pfizer vaccine, with Laquita Calumna in Spain, very reputable university and research lab. And he has discovered, without a shadow of a doubt, that there is graphene oxide in the vaccines. Now, number one is graphene oxide is a metal and it's toxic and it has no business being inside the human body. Why would they put something that was toxic and metal and has no business being inside the human body inside a vaccine? Well, that's the big overarching question, isn't it? That's the big overarching question because we know it's not about COVID-19 because they've told us it's not about COVID-19. You can still catch it. You can still spread it. You can still die from it. And once you're so-called fully vaccinated, you still have to lock down and you still have to mask. So aside from being able to keep your job, which is important, When it comes to health, and remember this has all been based on health, there is actually no advantage at all for vaccinated people in getting vaccinated. And they knew that. And therefore, they had to give an advantage to it. Otherwise, what would be the point? And so months ago, as it began emerging that vaccinated people would still catch COVID, would still spread COVID, would still die of it, even St. Fauci himself of Wuhan said that the level of virus in the nasal pharynx, the nose, of vaccinated and unvaccinated people was the same. So they constantly say this is all about health. This is a pandemic. This is all to keep you safe. I hate it when I read that on anything Dan Andrews puts out. We will do everything we can to keep you safe, because it couldn't be further from the truth. So the graphene oxide and the chipsets that have been discovered under these very strong microscopes by these research modules, what they've discovered and they know, and a German scientist who was a graphene and carbon chemist and specialist actually reported on this last week and then mysteriously died. Interesting how all these people die, isn't it? It's like Kerry Mulligan, who invented the PCR test, died at the end of 2019. These are really bad gangsters, by the way. Like, these people, I actually half expect my roof to open up one day and just, you know, some electron laser beam to just take me out. Because seriously, these guys are as gangster as it's possible to get. They remove you, they kill you. Just remember when Bill Gates was asked, how do you feel about people questioning your friendship with Jeffrey Epstein? What would you say to them? The journalist said, what would you say to people who question your relationship with Jeffrey Epstein? And Bill Gates said on television, well, he's dead. If that isn't a message for journalists and anyone else not to dig, do not dig. What would I say about people who question my relationship with Jeffrey Epstein? He's dead. I do believe that Bill Gates is an absolute narcissistic psychopath, and he is likely to be the wealthiest psychopath we have here on Earth. And he has teamed up with other extremely wealthy and powerful psychopaths. And it's always been the case, they've always known that people who are massively successful, although Billy Gates' mum helped him get there, but people who are massively successful do have psychopathic tendencies. Do have narcissistic tendencies. They say it about people like brain surgeons. I mean, who could possibly do that? Saw off the crown of someone's skull and go in and operate on their pulsating brain. It's not ordinary stuff. Most of us little sheep down here are far too emotional for that kind of thing. And they've controlled us with our emotions using Hollywood and movies and social media for years and years. They know that we're weak. We've been weakened by our emotions and they've aided us in doing that. I don't consider emotions weak. I consider them beautiful. But these people are hardened criminals, and this is a criminal conspiracy that's gone on. So what they discovered is that graphene oxide, which is now confirmed is in these jabs, degrades inside the human body. You know, the human body is an extraordinary thing, even if you just consider stomach acids, because they believe that they've been putting graphene oxide in lots of things. And there are videos of people crunching up breakfast cereal and then using a magnet, and sort of metal filings jump out of the cereal and stick to the magnet. It's terrifying. And, you know, you've got people having forks stick to them. Forks are sticking to me, Nicola Charles, forks stick to me. If I put a fork on my chest, it sticks to me. Now, I've had a bit of an iron deficiency since I had children, and so I take iron supplements, and who knows, it could be that, I'm not sure. But it's terrifying. And then something that stuck in my head from a couple of months ago, and I can't shake it, was a couple of guys, I think it was in the USA, They were clowning around in their apartment. And one of the guys had an app. And it's an app that checks for barcodes or codes or some kind of reader. And he held it up against the arm of his mate, his brother, who'd been vaccinated. And the phone went, doo-doo, and a code came up, a six-digit number, right? Like, I guess like a QR code number, a barcode, I don't know. And it was nuts. I mean, it all seemed natural. It didn't seem set up. I shared it and I got that usual Facebook warning. This is misinformation. People who are vaccinated don't give off a code. Da, 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 da. Well, guess what? Facebook was lying. So, graphene oxide degrades over a 3 to 6 month period. The human body is incredible. Incredible. The fact that all of this stuff has been put inside human beings and millions of them have survived and are surviving because some of these graphene oxide shards of metal that have been seen under the microscope have been described as miniature razor blades, could be doing untold damage inside. Look, 3,000 babies miscarried from pregnant mothers. It's not exactly good for you, but worse than not being good for you is they don't care that it's bad for you. Now, when you think about the frequency of these booster shots, initially they said there may be boosters in the future. Now they've said, of course, they've got their excuse of Omicron. Now they've said that these boosters mustn't be 6 months apart. They're going to have to be 3 months apart, only 12 weeks, every 12 weeks. I think they're also trying to race through the booster program of boosters that they've purchased because obviously the Great Awakening is happening. Now, what this research scientist, Pablo Campra, has said is that the graphene oxide and these chipsets, which seem to sort of assemble into sort of an aerial, an antenna inside the human body once warmed up, they find each other, and graphene oxide does that. You can go to YouTube and see any video putting graphene oxide moving, and you'll see it sort of spread out. Like a bunch of metal, like iron filings on the table. You put a phone next to it and make a phone call. In other words, it's exposed to 5G. Yes, I know, big bad 5G. You don't want to hear about 5G. It's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Wakey, wakey. Sorry, sorry. I was right all along. Okay. I knew when we were in the first lockdown and they were very sneakily and quietly while we were away in lockdown, putting up all these 5G towers in the middle of beautiful fields and ruining them. I knew it was for something to do with what was going on, and I was right. If it walks like a fucking duck and quacks like a duck, it is a duck. Put the phone next to the graphene oxide, which looks like a pile of iron filings, something you would examine and work on in science at school. It begins to clump together and bunch together like a creature, like a spider, and it keeps moving until the phone call ends. Keeps moving like it's disastrous, like a spider, something moving. If that was bunched together and inside the human body, I dread to think what would happen. But what this scientist is saying is that they've discovered that this graphene oxide is emitting a Bluetooth signal. And that if you download the correct app on your phone, it won't work without the app. And I haven't done this. I haven't tried this. I'm frightened to try it, but I will. Next time I see or I'm in the vicinity of a vaccinated friend. You know, it would probably work in the supermarket queue. That's how many people are vaccinated. You use this app to search for a Bluetooth signal, not the one on your phone. The scientist is saying, not the one on your phone. You need a more powerful one, and it's an app that searches for Bluetooth signals. Hold it up against a vaccinated person, and you will get a six-digit number. A six-digit number. This is likely why the vaccines take out and destroy human immunity, because human immunity essentially is a lot of little soldiers inside you that attack invaders, and it's there for a reason, and that's because invaders are not meant to be inside the human body. So to get this equipment and this mechanism inside human bodies, they had to take out your immune system. Now, by taking out your immune system, unfortunately for them, It means you get sick, very sick, sicker than you would have with an immune system, with what they're calling COVID-19 that we know is a flu, a nasty flu. They come every season. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because the more the vaccinated get sick with the flu, the more they'll tell them that they need more boosters. And so it's quite a clever and dark and evil system that they've devised. If they hadn't taken out your immune system would have gone crazy on this stuff. It would have gone crazy on it, trying to destroy it and get rid of it. And so, because graphene oxide degrades over a period of 3 to 6 months inside the human body, and this is, as stated, experimental, you have signed on to be a giant experiment. They have to keep topping it up for it to work. They have to keep putting more graphene oxide inside you, and you'll accept it because you'll think it's a vaccine booster. Well, let me give you one fact that proves it's not a vaccine. Once you've had a real vaccine, you don't need boosters. You actually don't need boosters. You've never needed boosters for your TB jab, have you? For your rubella jab or the other jabs you've had, you haven't needed any boosters because they were a vaccine. And this isn't. This isn't. Now, I'm glad to see on the limited access I now have on social media, limited access to Twitter, that people are waking up, prominent people. I mean, they literally couldn't de-platform all the people that don't agree with this narrative on what's happening anymore because there would be no one left on social media. And as it's a big psyop, a big spy game, so they know who everyone is, not the ultimate spy game. The ultimate spy game is vaccinating you and literally knowing about you from the inside out and having control over you. But people are waking up and saying, how come we can all see through this? And these are prominent people. And yet the health ministers and governments continue, it's like an insane asylum, continue as if it's, you know, they're winning the charm offensive, and they're simply not. We all know it's a lie, and we need to stand in unison, and particularly the vaccinated. Because if you've had these shots and you're okay, you need to stay that way. Your body is dealing with whatever you've had so far. You need to stay that way. Essentially, what they're saying with regard to this Omicron variant, as I said again, the timing in the same week as the Ghislaine Maxwell case happening, Jack Dorsey resigning from Twitter and Facebook going full Gestapo. They're saying that the vaccine won't work for Omicron. The vaccine doesn't work, so have more vaccine. The vaccine doesn't work, so here have more vaccine. And as Ron DeSantis in Florida said yesterday, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So what they will tell us is vaccinate. Vaccines is our best weapon against Omicron. It's not a vaccine, therefore it's not the best weapon and is nothing to do with health. Prove to me it's to do with health. The way you would prove to me that the vaccine works is that everyone getting sick would be unvaccinated and everyone who was vaccinated wouldn't get sick. But it's the other way around. There was a report yesterday that 100% of hospitalizations for COVID-19, the flu, in Ireland, 100% were vaccinated. Nurses who've lost their job in Australia, particularly South Australia, they did a protest, they spoke to the mainstream media, and they said, everyone in hospital with COVID is vaccinated, and everyone else in hospital, which is the majority of hospitalizations, are adverse reactions from the vaccine. So surely the vaccine is the pandemic. Whether it was planned or not, the vaccine is the pandemic. Perhaps it wasn't planned. Perhaps they didn't want that. Let's say on our best guess, it wasn't a depopulation agenda. That's another thing you're not allowed to say on Facebook from today. Let's play devil's advocate and say, okay, they're not trying to kill us all, despite the fact Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates said they wanted to. Let's just say they wanted to make us all Bluetooth so they could control us, because this research scientist, Dr. Pablo Campra, says that being connectable by Bluetooth can give them control over our mind and over our emotions. What's scary about them having control over our mind and our emotions? I'll tell you what's scary about that. Because Klaus Schwab said in Agenda 21 that we will have nothing and be happy. And I've said for months and months, how are you going to convince consumers of the West in the Five Eyes, Canada, America, UK, Australia, and New Zealand, who have been capitalist consumers for life? How will you convince them to have nothing and be happy? Well, there's only one answer, isn't there? Lobotomy. The Nazis used to lobotomize people with electric shock treatment. You become a grinning idiot, the village idiot. Oh, I'm so happy. Of course you are. You don't know your name, you don't know what country you're in, but you're ever so happy. And think about these constant lockdowns and how they don't work because things are getting worse, even though everyone's vaccinated and they told you if everyone got vaccinated, it would go away. Klaus Schwab also said, you'll be stuck in your home. You won't need to go out. Everything you want will be delivered by drone. That's where they want us to go. Literally human battery chickens. You can have your home. You can live in your home if you can afford one. If you can't afford one, you'll be off to one of these really like poor houses. I think these quarantine camps are going to be sort of like the old workhouses, the old poor houses in the last century in the UK, where if you can't take care of yourself and you've been kicked out of your home because you can't work and you've got too many children and you can't live on government assistance, or they've cut off your government assistance because you're unvaccinated, or whichever way this is going to go, you could literally end up in the workhouse. Where else are all these people going to go? And we just have to pray that the quarantine facilities don't end up like Auschwitz. Because we just don't know. They're certainly not being used for what they were stated they were built for, and an awful lot of money went into them. I mean, Jesus Christ, how much have these politicians been paid to do this to us? It's just extraordinary. It's just extraordinary. So if you are vaccinated, or you know someone in your family is vaccinated, and you can download this app that scans for Bluetooth devices, and these people omit a six-digit number. Apparently not all vaccinated people will be there yet, according to the research module. It depends how much graphene oxide is inside you and how much it has assembled. I've just shared the pictures online from the research module. From a research module at La Quinta Columna in Spain. I'll probably be told and censored and deplatformed for sharing actual science, scientific research, because they've hijacked science, haven't they? They've stolen science. And Dan Andrews calls it the science. Except they're never looking at science. They're never looking at anecdotal data. They're never looking at real data of the hospitalizations and adverse reactions. They only run from models. From universities. Well, a computer did a model. We are not a computer model. We are people. We are human beings, and we have had enough. If someone had written a film where we were a science experiment, like remember that movie Get Out? How great was that? That was one of the best B-grade horror films I've ever seen. Some crazy guy taking the brain out of young black dudes, I believe, and putting them in evil, rich, old white men so that they could live for longer. Or the old man's brain in the young body. I think that's how it went. But it was a bloody good movie. Get Out. Watch it if you can. And you watch it and go, geez, that's crazy. Geez, that's awful. That could never happen. Who friggin' knows anymore? Who knows? Because things that were considered a conspiracy theory, I was deplatformed from YouTube in 2020. Actually, that's not true. I was deplatformed in 2021 for a post I made in 2020, 8 months after I posted it. Because in April 2020, I posted something called conspiracy theory, health passports, where I said I'd heard from a political connection in the USA that these health passports were going to be required to move around city to city and state to state. Oh, it's happening. You only have to look at the footage from Germany and Romania and other places in Europe where the police are just bursting into restaurants, show us your papers. You know, it's Nazi Germany all over again. These are not conspiracy theories anymore. They're happening. And I've read you the numbers from VAERS just for yesterday, the 1% that gets recorded. Now, here's the thing. When you signed over to get the vaccine, which unfortunately, when you signed, you indemnified the pharma companies, I believe that their indemnification is now null and void and illegal. I believe that all mandates and lockdowns are now void and illegal. Why? Because you didn't sign up to be a discoverable, controllable Bluetooth device. You signed up to get a vaccine against SARS-CoV-2, a nasty upper respiratory infection. Now, this is very important for those out there dealing with the legal profession on these cases. Very, very important, particularly with regard to people being fired because of mandates. If we now know, if there is scientific evidence, and look, don't expect your everyday man on the street. You know, courts in Australia are saying, oh, well, we need to hear from an Australian doctor, a GP, a research module. Ordinary people can't do that. And everyone in Australia has been in the medical profession has been threatened by APRA. The governing body, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't do that. So we can't find people. So we have to rely on international research modules, and it's going to have to be acceptable in court. Because the reason they are illegal and null and void, people believed they were signing up for a vaccination against a illness to help their health, not to become a discoverable Bluetooth device. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.